Dr. Selvin, tell us how you met Jesse Hill, first of all, and what had you heard about him before that, if anything?
I met Jesse Hill in 1975, the year I returned to Atlanta to found the medical education program at Morehouse College, which is now the Morehouse School of Medicine. He was the person who several people told me would be most important to talk to get to explain to him what we had as our goals, and to get his input and advice on how we could develop the institution. So he was very generous with his time and gave me a lot of advice, such as people with whom I should meet and share the information, comments about fundraising activities and strategies within the Atlanta community. And we formed a very strong friendship based upon his advice and, of course, the leadership role that he played in the Atlanta community.
It sounds as if a recommendation from Jesse Hill Jr. opened a lot of doors. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, yes. Very clearly, he was highly respected both in the black community as well as in the white community and in the business community. So he was known as an astute businessman, person with a great social conscience, and someone who was really a very decent person. So, yes, he was really all of those things.
What was it about Jesse Hill, the person, that allowed him to do those things? Obviously, he had a great deal of business acumen, a great deal of political and diplomatic skill. But even with all of those things, a lot of people don't have the success that he did. What was it about him as a person that made him so successful?
Well, he was a person not only who had a great network, knowledge of people and organizations in Atlanta and in the state, but also someone of great integrity, a person with whom you could have confidential discussions and know that sensitive issues would remain with him. So he was that kind of person you would seek out as a counselor, and you could share questions and comments with him without fear that they would go any further, and get honest feedback from him of what he thought was perhaps a good idea or not a good idea or something that might be looked at differently, et cetera.
How did he know when it was time to be a diplomat, and let's say with the white power structure at a time when things were so separate and separate by law, how did he know when to say, okay, it's time to really do something, when to be a diplomat and when to be an activist, let's say?
That I don't know, but he had it. And I attributed it to not only the wisdom that he had, but the experience that he had over the years, and the fact that as the president of the leading black business organization in Atlanta at that time, that this was a question that he was dealing with frequently and with different constituencies. He was always someone who wanted to advance the interests of Atlanta as a city coming together and find solutions that were not really confrontational.
What was the most valuable piece of advice or counsel that he gave to you?
Well, his advice to me was this: work to see that this institution is excellent in every way, that you have students who are well qualified, that you have faculty who are competitive, that you work to get the best facilities that you could have, so that everyone would look upon the Morehouse School of Medicine as really a quality institution, as a first-rate institution, and as an institution that is really part of the entire Atlanta community.
Can you imagine what this city and this region would have been like without him?
No, no. Atlanta is a city, from my perspective, that really has a strong black community. Is a city that also has very strong positive relations between blacks and whites. And also, as we are becoming a more diverse city, working to be an inclusive city as well. As you know, there's one phrase that I heard a lot, that Atlanta's a city that works. He was a kind of a leader who helped make the city work. So really, we're all in his debt because of that.
Dr. Louis Sullivan, former Health and Human Services Secretary for the United States, is also President Emeritus of the Morehouse School of Medicine. And full disclosure, he is the board chair of the Atlanta Educational Telecommunications Collaborative, which operates WABE. Dr. Sullivan, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.